The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
To be unbuckled for the way it ought to be. I think all of us church-going people are concerned about the life hereafter. We hope to, and we want to live forever. Many will tell you they are going to heaven, or that's where they want to go when they die, meaning they want eternal life. Now, we all know salvation and eternal life is a free gift from God. We can't and we don't earn salvation. So if eternal life and our salvation is a free gift from God, why will some people be burned to death in hell fire? Is God a respecter of persons? Well, your Bible says he isn't. Then why will God not give that free gift to everyone? Now, I'm assuming you know your Bible well enough to know that the wicked will be ashes under the feet of the righteous, as you can read of in Malachi 4. Then who will God give eternal life to? Will it be to any and everyone that says, I believe, or I give my heart to the Lord, or I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, or to anyone that says, I love the Lord? Well, it can be and will be if they meet the other requirements in the plan of salvation. Will God give eternal life to those that say they don't have to obey those old laws, the Ten Commandments, that say that they were nailed to the stake? Now, we must realize God isn't passing out salvation or eternal life just to convince you and me that he is a real nice God or to get us to like him. One thing is certain, God will give every individual sometime in their life, whether in this life or in the resurrection or in the millennium, that is, after the second resurrection or during the millennium, if you're one that lives over into the millennium, an opportunity to know and to live within the bounds of the plan of salvation. God is fair, but God isn't offering salvation to everyone today. God isn't calling everyone today. But you could and may be one that God is calling and offering the opportunity for salvation today. Will you listen? Will you answer? Notice what it says in James 1 and verse 12. It says, blessed is the man who endures temptation, or it would be blessed is the individual who endures temptations, troubles and trials and tests and so on. For when he has been approved or when he has been tried, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Now, God is saying here that he will give the crown of life to those that love him, give eternal life to those that love him. Now, what does it mean to love the Lord? You've heard people ask you, and you've had people to ask you, do you love the Lord? And you've had people to tell you how much they love the Lord. Well, what does it mean to love the Lord? Is it only an emotional feeling when you walk down the aisle to the altar at the invitation of the minister to give your heart to the Lord? And what does it mean to give your heart to the Lord? How do you do that? And how do you love the Lord? Now, if you want eternal life, you must understand what it means to love the Lord and how to do that. You must love the Lord with all your heart, as it says in the book of Matthew here, chapter 22, and beginning in verse 34. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Now notice, he's asking, which is the great commandment in the law? Now he's speaking of the Ten Commandments here. The law, the Ten Commandments. Christ had a good opportunity, if the law had been done away with right here, or if he were going to do away with the law, to have told him, well, you don't have to obey the law. The law is all done away with. But said, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. That is the first and the great commandment. Now, we need to understand what it means to do that. So what it means to do that is that Christ is speaking of the first four commandments. If you obey them, put God first, put God before you, put God before anything, and so on, then that's a good indication that you're on the right road to loving the Lord your God. And he goes on to say, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Yes, speaking of the last six commandments here. You shall love your neighbor as yourself, because loving your neighbor as yourself is expressed in the last six commandments. Loving God with all of your heart is expressed in the first four commandments. And that includes the Sabbath. God isn't speaking about 9 commandments. He's speaking about 10 here. On those 2 commandments hang all the law and the prophets. That's what the Bible is based on. That was the yardstick and is the yardstick for the Word of God, is God's law. Notice what it says in John chapter 14, the book of John chapter 14 and verse 15 to begin with here. It says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Notice that, my friends. If you love me, keep my commandments. This is Christ speaking. Now notice on down in verse 21 through verses 24. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Did you notice what Christ said here? He said, he who loves me, or he who has my commandments and keeps them, is he that loves me. Yes, it's more than saying I love the Lord, or I believe, or I give my heart to the Lord, or I accept Jesus. On down in verse 22, Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. Yes, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. He will live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He will be struggling and striving to do that. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. You know, Christ says, unless you have the Spirit of God in you, you are none of his. He also says in Acts 5 that he gives his Spirit to those that obey him. Verse 24, he who does not love me does not keep my word, and the word which I hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. Pretty plain, isn't it? Let's read this again. Jesus answered and said in verse 23, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Now, we don't need anybody to explain that to us, do we? You can take your Bible and read it and just believe what it says, and you are all right. You are doing good. Believing means action as well. It says, my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words. Now, that's plain too, isn't it? You don't have to be a Philadelphia lawyer to understand what God is saying here. Notice in 1 John 3 and verse 15. 1 John 3 and verse 15. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Now this is breaking one of the laws of the Ten Commandments. He who hates his brother, this is magnifying it in the spiritual sense here, he who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. In other words, anyone that's deliberately breaking God's law doesn't have eternal life, and God will not give them eternal life unless they change, unless they repent. Notice in 1 John 4, verse 20. 1 John 4, and verse 20. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, who he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? That's pretty plain, isn't it? If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, in other words, if you aren't keeping the last of the Ten Commandments, the last 6 of the Ten Commandments, says he is a liar, for he who does not love his brother, who he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. Notice in 1 John 5 and verse 1, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him, who begot also loves him who has begotten him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. Very plain. God's word is very plain that if you love God, you will be keeping his commandments, and that means the 4th commandment as well. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. But we seem to think today that his commandments are grievous, and we don't want to obey them, it seems. Notice back in James again, James chapter 1 said, blessed is a man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved or tried or tested, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Yes, those that love God will receive the crown of life. So God gives eternal life to those who love him, and your Bible says that there is much more to loving God than just speaking the words, I love the Lord, or saying, I believe, or I accept Christ, or just saying, I give my heart to the Lord. You give your heart to the Lord by serving God. You take and you make time for study. for fasting, yes indeed, of God's Word, and you love God and Christ by struggling and striving to obey the Word of God, every Word of God, putting God and His way first, yes, before yourself even, and by loving your neighbor as yourself. Notice what it says back in John 12 and verse 25. He who loves his life will lose it. Notice that, my friend. He who loves his life will lose it. Now, do you know what that means? It means if you want to hang on to your way, the way of this world, the way of Cain, the way that this world is going. In other words, wanting to hold on to yourself, not give up your way in yourself. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Yes, you've got to get rid of self. You've got to give up self. You have to make some sacrifices if you want God to give you salvation or eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. Yes, follow Christ. Christ said follow in his footsteps. And where I am, there my servant will be also. Now, this could be speaking about the spiritual intent of your attitude, your mindset, your character. Where's Christ's mind? Where's his intent? What is his character? It says, where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. If you want to know more about who God will give the free gift of eternal life to, then we invite you to call us and request our free literature or booklets, The Narrow Way, and Where Are the True Christians? And we'd like to offer you another booklet today. If you'd like to get a pen, I'll try to give you time to jot these down. The Journey to the Kingdom. Now, all you have to do to receive those booklets is call us toll-free, the Churches of God Outreach Ministries, at 1-800-611-8080, and request those free booklets, The Narrow Way, and Where Are the True Christians?
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.